Welcome to Earth in Tune, a show that features music that mentions something about Earth or nature. This is the 22nd chapter of the water version of the show, and the songs will be mostly mellow to moderate. And today's show opens with a special guest to introduce her own song. Penelope Salinger is here to tell us about herself and the song To Fetch Water and what inspired her to write the song. Penelope, welcome to Earth in Tune.
Well, thank you so much, Janice. I'm really inspired by the theme that you've chosen of these songs about water. And one of the reasons that I wanted to be able to share To Fetch Water with people is because it's such an important issue. And I had been aware of it for a long time. It was when I went to something called the Gather the Women Congress in 2003 that I became just really aware of some of the nuances that I hadn't thought about before. There were 330 women from 30 different countries, and we got a chance to share what the concerns were, what was on our mind. And there were a number of women who shared how big a chore it is to get water. And, you know, here we turn on a tap and we expect that water will come out that's drinkable. And if we turn on the other tap, it's heated. And we have no idea what a luxury this is. So as they talked about, first of all, that the job most of the time, probably close to 100% of the time, falls to the women and the girls. And what this means for girls, it means that they often don't get to go to school because water is so important. It's more important than education. So they lose out on their schooling if it's their job to fetch water. It can take a long time to get the water. The water weighs about 8 pounds for every gallon. So if you're carrying a 5-gallon container, that's 40 pounds that you're carrying. And it's often not safe where you have to go to get water. That it can be not safe because of animals. It can be not safe because of soldiers or other people who might want to do harm. So it can be a dangerous thing to go get water. And then the water may not be of good quality. And we know that, I mean, that's a problem in Flint, Michigan. That's my home state. And so in writing the song To Fetch Water, I really felt compelled to bring these issues to the forefront.
It's pretty amazing that we can go and just lift that little lever and get clean water. And I don't think people really think about it too much anymore because it just seems to be always there. So that is a really good reminder that we need to think about these basic things that we have in our life and be grateful.
Yeah. And they won't always be there unless we protect it.
So is music and songwriting your full-time profession?
So as a songwriter, I started writing songs in high school and have been writing ever since. To support my recording habit, I work as a licensed clinical social worker, which puts me in touch with a lot of human issues. And so I write a variety of songs. So I write songs that are funny. I write songs that are related to social issues. I write songs that are inspirational. I write songs that employ double entendres. So a wide range of songs. The song that we're going to be listening to Fetch Water, is on my fourth CD called Joy in the Journey. And that came out at the very end of 2019. And I was getting ready to have my CD release party in March of 2020. And we all know what happened to those plans.
Yes.
So I'm currently, I finished all the recording for my fifth CD, which is a collection of my inspirational songs and the songs I've written for the Threshold Choir. And that's one of the most satisfying ways I use my music, is singing at the bedside of those who are dying. I'm based in Santa Barbara. I do have a website that is pensongs.com, but nothing is there yet.
But so we can still find your music on Amazon and Spotify.
And YouTube. You can find all of my four CDs on YouTube.
So when did your music inspiration begin and who influenced you?
My mom was a musician who played piano, organ, violin, viola, flute, piccolo. We all sang. My mom was the Girl Scout leader. So I was exposed to a cappella singing and harmony singing from a very early age. And when we took family vacations, there was my parents and four sisters, four of us, and we all sang, you know, Broadway songs, musical songs in the car. So I took piano lessons when I was young, and then I played E-flat clarinet in the band. And at age 15, I asked for and received a guitar for my birthday. So I don't think I could have escaped music.
Is there anything else you can think of to add?
Well, I guess for the songwriters out there, I want to say that I am so fortunate because we have such a supportive songwriting community here in Santa Barbara. And I wish that for every songwriter to not work in solitude. And I co-founded a women's songwriting group that meets on a monthly basis for the purpose of helping each other strengthen our songs. And out of that grew a band called Sister Velvet. And we all play and sing each other's songs. And it turns out that we've all written enough environmental type songs that when we were invited to play for the Earth Day Festival a couple years back, we each had a song to contribute. So that's been really fun to be in a girls band, so to speak. That's in quotation marks. At this stage of my life.
Well, thank you, Penelope, for being here. Here is To Fetch Water.
She walks every day, 7 hours to fetch water. As she walks, she prays and prays, it will be different for her daughters. Those gallons weigh over 40 pounds, and her back hurts like it's never gonna stop. Oh, how she hates to leave her babies that long, but they all need every single precious drop. She walks every day, 7 hours to fetch water. As she walks, she prays and prays, it will be different for her daughters. She knows that water isn't sweet anymore, but it's all that ancient spring. And prayers, it will be different.
been there, but I ain't seen clean air anywhere. Now there's one thing that I can say for sure, what lives on pollution just can't be pure. 'Cause I've been out big city way, where they can't hardly tell the night from the day. I asked them what's wrong, and this is what they say: the sky ain't blue, boy, it's naturally gray. People dig wells to find good water, then they say nature didn't make it the way that she oughter. So they pollute the water to make the water better. The next thing you know, they'll want the water wetter. And God gave man the miracle of the seed, so people could grow their grain. But people won't eat it the way that God made it. It seems to be too much a strain. So they buff it and fluff it, polish it, demolish it, synthesize and chemicalize and whiten it and brighten it. They sweeten it and color it so it sells like it should, 'cause then, oh boy, does it taste good. There's pollution in the water, pollution in the air, pollution in our food. There's poison everywhere, but it's all right, brother, don't be a square. As long as we're alive, we don't care. So people keep complaining and wondering what's wrong, and 'cause they're so weak, they put on to be so strong. So life keeps getting just a little more like death. It won't be very long, friend, you won't need any breath. 'Cause absolute justice is the name of this here game. Those who don't give a damn, in return they get the same. If you don't care for life, well then you won't care what you eat. The order of the universe just can't be beat. 'Cause if you don't eat right, you won't feel good, and you won't be treating your brothers at all like you should. So if you really want to help cure much of what's wrong, just listen to the message of this here song. 'Cause people like Pepsi, and people like Coke, people like beer, and people like to smoke. People like to eat, and people like to drink. It's too damn bad. Don't like to think, 'cause there's pollution in the water, pollution in the air, pollution in our food. There's poison everywhere, but it's all right, brother, don't be a square. As long as we're alive, we don't care. So every day we breathe it, it just gets a little thicker. Every day we eat it, we just get a little sicker. And every day we drink it, we get further from our birth. Are you sure that's all your life is worth? Are you sure that's all your life is worth? Are you sure that's all your life is worth?
Carry you away. how to use a fly pole. When his fly got caught, he tried to reach into that hole. Had to pull him back before he lost control. Fell into that cold, cold water. So don't fall into that cold, cold water. That cold, cold water. That cold, cold water. Don't fall into that cold, cold water. Cold water gonna carry you away. Stories very easily told. Be careful round the water, especially when it's cold. And if you walk on rocks, you might slip and stumble. Logs are even worse, sometimes they'll turn and tumble. Don't wade too deep, don't turn your back on the ocean. Fact. Always keep your eyes on any water that's in motion. And if you try to crawl across a tiny rope bridge above a canyon, and if Harrison Ford is your companion, for God's sakes, use the brains your parents gave you for a reason. And don't fall into that cold, cold water. No, don't fall into that cold, cold water. That cold, cold water. That cold, cold water. Don't fall into that cold, cold water. Cold water gonna carry you away. I said don't fall into that cold, cold water. That cold, cold water. That cold, cold water. Don't fall into that cold, cold water. Cold water gonna carry you away. Cold water gonna carry you away. Cold water gonna carry you
That last song was Cold Cold Water by Cross Current, a folk and Americana band from Eugene, Oregon. Their songs incorporate musical elements from blues, gospel, and rock to tell contemporary stories of struggle and hope, social issues such as peace, homelessness, immigration, and life in general. Band members Ken Zimmerman and Steve Gibson have made music together for over 15 years, and more recently added Rosanna Costello on mandolin. They are now sharing their songs with the world in the hopes of making it a better place. Their album Freedom Road came out in 2020, right when the world was hit by the pandemic. This next song is almost guaranteed to be one that you have not heard before. Endless Sea is a song produced and released in 2000 by Songfire, a studio managed by Joe Littlefield of Nevada. He releases his own music and makes it available on SoundClick. His blog has one sentence, "Things I mutter when no one listens." Other than that, there is not much to say, except that he works in other mediums such as woodwork, stone carving, and lots of other things. Many of the Songfire studio artworks are on the internet in various places. I don't know, maybe someone knows something more about him and can send me the information.
Show me how to win. say, please come with me, I'll set you free. See you.
That last song was Watermark by Andre Oben from his 2014 album Ways of Escape, his third. He is a musical artist and producer from Cambridge, Massachusetts, best known for electronic shoegaze. Shoegaze is my apartment, he says. He debuted in 2008 and he performed at the Together Boston Musical Festival. And in 2012, Boston Music Honors called him Performer of the Year. In addition to his solo work, Oben makes up one-third of the shoegaze band Endless Wave as the singer and bassist. He claims to enjoy reading, hiking, and traveling in his spare time, though we're not sure if he exactly has any since he works full-time. I found a person of the same name in the same city whose photo looks very similar to his, and he is a senior human resources representative specializing in faculty affairs and immigration. Sometimes I feel like a detective. This next song is by Perfume Genius, a stage name of Seattle, Washington-based singer and songwriter Mike Hadrias. All Waters was released in 2012 on the album Put Your Back Into It, and the video released with it was deemed unfit for family viewing. His music centers around the struggles of being gay in America, and this song is said to be one about love and acceptance of public affection displayed by gay Americans. The lyrics are, "When all waters still and flowers cover the earth, when no trees shivering and the dust settles in the desert, when I can take your hand on any crowded street and hold you close to me with no hesitating." It's a slow song, but an important message.
Bodies float and form some kind of code. The bodies float, someone's out to know. Oh, Papa Hobo, don't hide your eyes. Mother Mountain, don't kill your unborn child. His day is coming, his day. Question burns beneath the centuries of dirt. That voice you've heard. Well, every head's a different world where mine's concerned. I boarded up the windows, a catatonic plateau, a backwards black-faced minstrel show. So just let me go. The prisoner moans. Oh, just let me go. The prisoner moans. No one has to know. Ah, Ava Bronwyn to dire hate. Little Hitler sat in his giant's chair and dreamed of nowhere, and dreamed of nowhere, and dreamed. People's key ringing, filling everything. The theme repeats, thinner than the galaxies. Impart to me your wisdom, and eventually I'll float into the ether. Another from another, we grow, form some kind of code of flesh and bone. Form some kind of code of flesh and bone. No, you're not alone. Ah, history bows and it steps aside. In the jungle there's columns of purple light. We're starting over. We're starting.
So there's a lot of orchestration in this world, a lot of it, because the creation is rolling, right? It is rolling along, and if you're hearing it, it's cosmic. You're supposed to be hearing it.
In your arms, to the angels, sing roar.
That last song was Run for the Water by the Dam Choir from the Creatures of the Habit album of 2014. I couldn't decide if this was a religious song or not, but the band name suggests otherwise. Lead singer and founder Gordon Robertson apparently had a rebellion against his evangelical upbringing. They are described as an indie folk rock band with emotion and edge, and songs that explore life, love, and the dark places in between, while the music stays constantly upbeat. Robertson formed the band in 2009, the year after moving to Chicago from Cleveland. He's the son of a Scottish boxer, and he was captivated by music and taught himself to play guitar. These days, he immerses himself in the food and wine culture, as well as being heavily involved in the pit bull advocacy. The band supports the New Leash on Life Foundation. This next song is I Come From the Water by the Toadies from their Rubberneck album of 1994. The Toadies are an American rock band formed in 1989 in Fort Worth, Texas. The band gets its name from Vaden Todd Lewis, lead vocal and rhythm guitar player. Rubberneck was their first full-length album. The song is clearly about evolution. Well, after a few more songs, that will do it for this hour. I hope you enjoyed the selections. I hope you are able to listen next week for the next version of the show that will feature songs that mention rain. This has been Earth in Tune on 99.7 KQUA, and I'm your host, Janice.
One, two, three.
Sleeping, worried. So tough. They need water, good water. They need water, and I'm sure there isn't one of us here who'd say no to somebody's daughter. Thank you. baby, somebody's daughter. Burning. New York skyline is hazing. The River Thames is turning black. The whole world is blazing. We need water. Wow, yeah, good water. Ooh, we need water. And maybe somebody's daughter.
Drink starts, that's all that I've done. stray too far. I may often stumble through the whiskey in the jar, but I don't want to hide my face or try to run away. It's time to join the human race and make the most of it. May I give you some good advice? May save your life one day before you take pleasure